Would you say people in America are religious?
I would say yes. Would you agree, Glenda?
Definitely, I agree. But I have to define religious.
I was going to ask, what do you mean, religious?
I mean people who are religious. They grow up in families where some religion is practiced. They have a religion. They know something about their religion. They call themselves religious.
Professor Sala, what do you mean, religious?
People who haven't rejected religion. That's the minimum.
That's not much. That's not very religious.
I agree. That's the least religious person.
What's the most religious person?
Someone who practices his or her religion. They believe their religion, and they do the right things.
What do you mean, the right things?
The ideas and practices of the religion.
Can you give me some examples?
The ceremonies connected with marriage and birth and death. Different religions have different ceremonies, but a religious person takes part in those ceremonies.
Let's talk about death. What happens to people when they die? In some religions, they are put in the ground. In others, they're burned. In others, they're left in the open air, and so on.
In some religions, death is a very sad time. In others, it's a happy time.
Why is that?
Life and death mean different things in different cultures. In some cultures, life and death are part of the same thing. In some Native American cultures, the past, the present, and the future are all part of the same thing.
Professor Markle, can we see all these differences in America?
Let me give an example. Most Americans practice the Christian religion.
Would you say America is a Christian country?
No, I wouldn't. Many people are Christian, but the country does not have a religion. It doesn't choose a religion. The religion and the country are separate.
Yes, of course. The country does not support any one religion.
One religion may have more numbers, but in this country, any religion can practice its ceremonies.
We were going to look at some examples.
Some religions have important ceremonies at the birth of a baby.
One Native American tribe, the Hopi, put a perfect ear of white corn next to the new baby for 20 days.
Why?
Because corn is so important.
Some people name their children with religious names.
Some people have secret religious names. They use one name that no one knows.